Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to continue with some phone calls in this hour. A bunch of other news I need to at least briefly hit on. Big news splits in the last hour. Paul Watson's going to be sitting in today and tomorrow in the last hour. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Who's up next here, John? Eric in New York, then Mr. Nobody. Everybody's a somebody, Mr. Nobody. Eric in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is Eric. Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. I know exactly what you're talking about with this scum cops and army guys running around the country.
Well, I'm not saying police and military are all scum. I'm saying the people running it and trying to overturn the republic are scum.
Oh yeah, I mean, I used to be a vet, and I am a vet, of course. But I went down to New York City to visit my grandmother, and I'm at the Port Authority with my, you know, army shirt, and I was reading your pocket constitution that I received from you guys. And I noticed there was like a battalion of troops just running around the Port Authority in full battle gear.
I've seen them in New York with loaded 45s and M16s. All to acclimate the public.
Oh, yeah. And then I see them, and they took my pocket constitution, and they just threw it in the trash and told me to keep moving. I said, hey, listen, you know, you can't just do that.
Well, wait. I have video police at a checkpoint find a pocket constitution and begin to breathe heavy and get scared like they found a 100-foot cobra with red eyes. And they do get scared. I mean, it's like a vampire seeing a silver cross. It's like, I'm surprised they don't burst into flame. You like hold a pocket constitution up and they're like, but I mean, are you serious? They actually grabbed your pocket constitution away?
Oh yeah, they just took it.
New York and there were troops with 45s across the street. And they saw me with the camera, and they start cussing, and they run across the street going, I'm good. I mean, this is on video in Endgame. And they come running across the street and get in my face, and I went ahead and bowed up to them, and I said, you're a traitor, get out of my face, and they backed off. I found if you grovel, then they start thinking it's normal. Yeah, this is a terrorist. He's got a constitution. So, I mean, why did they grab your constitution? I mean, they thought that was threatening?
I don't even know what they were thinking, but they thought, you know, I don't know what they thought, you know, what are you doing with that?
They've been trained by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center well. Hey, pretty soon they see an American flag, they'll flip out. I mean, look at San Francisco. You can't even have an American flag flying. I mean, it's just they see a pocket constitution. I mean, if an American flag scares these people, what do you think a constitution does?
They told me it was like, they told me I read too much, and that's one of those extremist books. I'm like, what? I thought I was.
So this really happened. Well, I believe you. I've seen similar things. I appreciate the call. And maybe they're right. Maybe he is evil in America with a pocket constitution. The Constitution? Folks, I can play you video of FEMA training demonizing the Constitution, and I can play you video in Road to Tyranny from the squad car of the police at a warrantless checkpoint searching cars, and they find anything with the word patriot. They find a videotape. This was 10 years ago, 9 years ago. They find a VHS tape of Patriot Games with Harrison Ford, and they get scared. It's got an American flag on it. I'm not kidding. And then they find the pocket constitution, and they're going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. She's one of them. They're going, what are we going to do with this? I don't know. Is she allowed to have it? I don't think so. Good Lord, we got one of them. We got paraphernalia. These are quotes. I ought to play that. They're just like, I got one of the people that loves America. What are we going to do? Our boss told us about these.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, he is still in Spain, about to leave. Bilderberg officially ended yesterday, but now we have a reporter on from American Free Press. He's also deputy editor who can recap what happened Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. We got Charlie Skelton popping in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. London Guardian reporter, he reports he's now been detained. He was inside right before they shut the resort down and got the intel that they were really threatened, that a lot of members didn't show up. They were particularly scared of yours truly, from my bullhorning of them, and that they said that, well, that's why our welfare state is too big. We need to make the public so poor they can't afford to even come to these events. See, that's why they want to bankrupt society. So you're so poor, you're literally starving to death so the Bilderberg Group can fly around above you in their jet aircraft like they're God. It's in Bloomberg. It's all over U.S. news. It's all over foreign news. I have to say this is the biggest rout in Bilderberg history. Jim Tucker agreed when he was on Friday. He's already flying back to the U.S. He's going to be on for a full report later in the week, our final report on Bilderberg until next year. We also have the fact that Bill Gates was there. Other people were there. The news is reporting, Bloomberg is reporting that Bernanke didn't show up, but our intel is that he was there. I know Bernanke was there in 2006 and 2008, of course, chairman of the Federal Reserve. But the bad news is the majority of them for the first time are greenlighting an attack on Iran. That doesn't mean it's 100%, but it's all going in that direction. And, of course, Tucker in 2002 said the attack won't be in 02 when the media was saying it would be, including the Washington Post. He said Donald Graham, the publisher, was there. It's going to be March of 03. He said that over a year before. He was correct. And so the fact that Iran is green-lighted is very, very scary. To give us the latest developments and go over those points I just made is Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Alex. It's been a very interesting last 24 hours in particular. The route that you're talking about, I believe you mean how they were kind of smoked out of here in a way. The understanding from talking to the hotel repeatedly, badgering them for press conferences, badgering them for information, not letting up one bit, was that you couldn't get in there publicly in the Dolce Hotel till today at noon. Well, they were gone out of here yesterday evening, and the meeting was really supposed to last until tomorrow. This morning, traditionally, according to my colleague Jim Tucker, they always have their Monday breakfast before they depart. I think they were the last man standing, the last Bilderberg out of here was probably maybe 9 p.m. last night. And I talked to a lot of different
people. Was that Etienne Davignon?
I'm sorry?
Who was the last to leave?
Oh, I don't know specifically. I just know that it seems that all the publicity just kind of made them turn tail and run a little bit. Maybe not in a fleeing fashion. I'm not going to say they fled, but I think it just got a little too inhospitable for
them. Well, by route, their entire agenda's in trouble. They're now all over the newspapers worldwide. The Drudge Report every day. The Bloomberg's going, okay, there is a global government. Okay, this is suspicious. You know, where were you, Bernanke? Obama's their puppet. That's in the news. Tucker said that Bilderberg sources told him that one Bilderberg group member said, we're about whipped on climate change taxes, but their ace in the hole is starting World War III.
Well, what you said about Iran certainly rings pretty true. Just how close they are to that is very difficult to say. Bill Gates' appearance here brought about some confirmation that he was here under one guise, but his actual reason for being here was to try and sell Zapatero, the Spanish prime minister who gave the opening address, like most nationals do that host the meetings, try and sell him on the green tax, I think otherwise known as the carbon tax. And that could drastically drive up energy costs and lead to this impoverishment you were referring to.
Exactly. And we know Greece was the first to adopt the green jobs that take two jobs for every new job. And even the Spanish leaders have said that was the coup de grace that killed their economy.
Yeah, so it seems Bill Gates used a disingenuous excuse to get here just to generally counsel the PM on the economy, but it was specifically about that tax. Barcelona, June 5th, Saturday, 1,000 anti-Israeli marchers on the flotilla thing, but 200 anti-Bilderberg marchers joined them. 1,200 people in the center of Barcelona.
Absolutely amazing. What about Jim's intel? Because I know you went with him. Anything else that he said about the fact that one of the Bilderberg members said we're about whipped on the carbon tax?
Well, I don't know about that one. I would be less than honest if I could answer that one, if I tried to answer that definitively. All I know is Gates was here to discuss it. But where they went on that, I don't know. I think part of the situation where it seems they really had to rush through their business and kind of get out of here, you know, maybe they left some unfinished business or some loose ends. At any rate, you know, that some other miscellaneous came through. They spent just about a cool million on renting the place and for all their executive chefs every night and all sorts of about 600 to 800 thousand euro for just their security. Supposedly the Spanish taxpayers don't have to pick all that up. It's reimbursed. So that's just some miscellaneous matters. But everything's just kind of coming together plank by plank here. But the real story here in the brief time we have is that the media attention was so great that I think they really had to kind of abbreviate everything and get on out of here. They know they're not welcome. It's an inhospitable place, perhaps anywhere they'll go now. I think the bottom line is that the news doesn't remain a flash in the pan or doesn't be too sporadic, but becomes long-term sustained coverage of what they're doing. And that's a critical point for independent media and regular media.
Well, yeah, Paul Dornanu of Romania brought this up. He said that he's talked to Dutch and others that say they've been to the steering committees that only have 20, 30 members of Bilderberg. We know Bilderberg does have those steering committee hearings. Sometimes they have them at trilateral commission meetings. The good news is we now see people going to the trilateral meetings, the CFR meetings, all of the sub meetings.
Yes. That's right. The former Spanish PM spoke to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs that I covered, and he said some things that kind of laid some hints for here, and that was back in April, and he's Jose Aznar, I don't remember his full name, but he had said some things about that they might have to back off on trying to dictate to all the European nations every last thread of their existence. I think they're sensing that that maybe they're going to have to soften their steps a little bit, but it's hard. You know, these people speak in code. You know, one level for public consumption, and then speak in another level for their own brethren. So it's really a kind of a translation job when these globalists start talking.
Well, I noticed that Saturday and Sunday I saw reports of more nations support sanctions or blockade on Iran. So we saw the drumbeat for war with Iran intensify after Bilderberg. Here's one out of the Canadian news, Globe and Mail. Canada wins key fight against bank tax. Canada has won a key fight in its high-profile international campaign against a global bank tax. So countries have to win fights just to have their sovereignty. So Canada's won a key fight in its high-profile international campaign against a global tax as G20 finance ministers Saturday approved a plan that allows countries to manage an issue as they see fit. Isn't it nice that the G20 will allow us to have our own affairs, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah, that's the thing among the Spanish citizenry here and among the shopkeepers. That's what they, above and beyond the secrecy of Bilderberg and what are they doing in our country and what's going on, they kind of sense this condescension. There they are at the Hotel Dolce up on the ivory tower hill looking down upon the city. You know, the metaphor is unmistakable, and they sense that there's this all kind of papering over of their sovereignty and to sort of override their local control. Even the local governor, I'm told by a pretty good source, Spain has like 8 provinces. One of them is Catalonia, where I'm at, and that governor or president of this province also was reportedly at Bilderberg. And so this is a local that should be fighting this breach of sovereignty who instead is going to the meeting.
Disgusting. We've only got about 2 minutes left with Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Any other key intel that's come out of the meeting?
Well, a lot of things are still falling into place. As I say, they kind of turned tailed and ran. I think that we're pretty square on the Iran thing being a high priority. They keep trying to say that a country with not a single operational nuclear weapon is a nuclear threat, when other nations, Israel on up, have plenty. Then you have the economic thing, the carbon green tax that could hurt any country and its consumers. And, you know, right on down the list with their IMF as a world treasury, you know, there was the big marches, all the awareness going on. I mentioned the Barcelona.
About arrest and people being detained? That came out in The Guardian that did happen on Friday and Saturday.
Well, from what I saw, and I got to say it was a little bit limited because I was partially in the field, partially at headquarters, if you will. I didn't see a lot of that, and I didn't hear a lot of it. I think it was relatively brief and relatively limited.
So a lot more limited than Greece, where they went hog wild last year.
Yeah, these police were pretty restrained. There is another thing. The police union Catalonia is registering a fairly major complaint. They issued a press release. They disagree with police being used in this manner to cover an elite group like this. This is in the actual press release of the Catalonian police union.
Hold on. This is huge news. I know you got to get packed and fly out of there, but I may have to hold you a few minutes. This is the police are finally saying, yeah, plus the whole country's going bankrupt, that we don't want to be protecting these globalists?
Well, they might not have used the word globalist, but they said the way they call it around here is Club Bilderberg. That's the common reference in Europe. And it's just sort of like we don't believe this sort of thing is the police's job with so many officers working.
I'll tell you what, Mark, stay there for just 1 minute after. We'll also plug the magazine. I want to see this.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was...
Well, Mark Anderson's there. He says it's in the local Sitges News in Catalonia that the police have filed a complaint. Flesh that out some more, because that's big news. We need to get an article out and get that up on the Drudge Report.
Yeah, I don't don't know the full nature of it. It's in Spanish, but the basic thing is the police union of the Catalonian region, one of seven or eight regions that comprise Spain, just said pretty straightforward, maybe nothing, you know, earth-shattering, that they just don't think that this is a judicious use of police resources to guard this, you know, upper-scale group meeting at a hotel.
Yeah, why don't they hire their own security for the hotel? And then they call the police if you trespass.
You know, that would make sense now, wouldn't it? They kind of usurp the town. They block streets. They make it difficult for the average Joe and Josephine to go have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I finally did this morning, nice and early at 8 o'clock, to see if there was a Bilderberger passed out in the corner or something.
Did you dig through the trash? You know, that's the vital goodies.
Yeah, I opened the trash, and there was Henry Kissinger. That was my... You know, his arm sticking out or something. But no such macabre luck was upon me. But at any rate, you know, that's what's going on with the police. The union, they're not liking it. They got out of here. The police actually relaxed their security. I was told 11 o'clock last night, local time, was when the last police security left. The plainclothes people, of course, were there closer to the hotel while the police guarded the outer perimeter. And it's just, you know, Charlie Skelton's been out there. He set up kind of a makeshift press conference to mock the fact or make fun of the fact that the Bilderbergs did not hold a press conference despite repeated requests that they do so. I mean, they were just jabbed in the eye and with Sandburs in their socks and a pie in their face, and they finally got out of here. One notable thing before I sign off, Alex, is that this is only the second time Bilderberg's ever met in Spain. The last time was 1989, and this is the first time in their entire history that Spanish media has done this.
Well, it's incredible. Yeah, I've seen press reports of a decade ago of national censorship over any mention of Bilderberg. They're very strong in Spain because it is old world. All right, we'll fire out the number for people if they want to get a hard copy of the weekly newspaper. American Free Press is excellent.
It's 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. You can ask for like a special Bilderberg edition from this year and past years, or ask for the 16 weeks for 1776 ongoing trial subscription, or go to AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net, and that's where we've got one or two videos linked or posted, a couple articles I've already posted, and some stuff leading up to the Bilderberg conference this year that Jim Tucker posted, and plenty more to come, hard copy and online.
Right.
And I thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you and appreciate your courage. And certainly we got to pat each other on the back. We're having more and more success against these people. And as soon as you get back, I want to get you and Jim on together. Thank you so much, Mr. Anderson.
You have a great evening.
All right. We're going to get a quick pop in for about 10 minutes with Charlie Skelton. Then I'm going to cover some other news, take a few calls in the next segment. But we are 2 hours and 30 minutes into this transmission. I do want to remind listeners to also support this broadcast. I want to thank all of you that do buy the books and the videos and the T-shirts and the ball caps and the bumper stickers, which then supports the radio show, the website, the documentary films, all the work we do here. But more importantly, the books, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the films are all tailor-made to wake people up about the true nature of the planet. But it is a donation. I mean, that's how you support us when you buy Police State for the Rise of FEMA, to really be an expert on the police state control grid, the latest info. Fall the Republic, to understand the banking takeover that is life and death for our economy. You expose this information, they will fall. Camp FEMA, great documentary I consulted on in mine and that I'm in that covers the FEMA camps. Invisible Empire, that Jason Burmes directed, 18 months in the making, I produced it. The New World Order, their history, their drug dealing, their child kidnapping, their pedophile rings, globalists admitting world government. It's all there, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined on DVD. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, probably the one most important film I've made about their eugenics, their master plan, their history, who they are, what they're setting up. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and, of course, a film about solutions, taking back our states, our state rights, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, all available with huge discounts at Infowars.com. You can also see all my films and the other films I mentioned here at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. higher quality bit rate, podcast of the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book, and the live video feed of the radio show, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members out there that have made that possible. You can also call toll-free to get the books, videos, 888-253-3139. You have made it all possible, and I salute you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
I read the news today. About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Man, I tell you, Drudge Report just absolutely loves us now. We've had three links in the last 3 days. We got two up there. At the Drudge Report over on the right-hand side, drudgereport.com. I mean, every time he links, we get like a million extra hits, viewers, visits. It's amazing. It says, Stop the New World Order. And he's got the great Charlie Skelton articles from London Guardian, the biggest newspaper in Europe and England. Bilderberg 2010, Between the Sword and the Wall. Protesters being detained, searched, grilled. And then final list of participants. And then we posted just a few paragraphs of a Bloomberg article with the excised subsection. It's a long article. Fed denies Bernanke attends Bilderberg. Now, when you actually go to the article, it says Goldman Sachs may explain PPT's banishing act, Carolyn Baum. Caroline Baum. And then and they say, where's the plunge protection team? Why aren't they propping up? Where's the Federal Reserve rigging markets? And then you read down into the article, and it's like, maybe people are upset there's a world government. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe they are destroying the economy by design. Maybe it's all true. Now, where's Bernanke? Bloomberg called, and he's in Europe, but they won't say he was at Bilderberg. I mean, this is a rout of these people, because you've got all these Wall Street people going, hey, prop up my stock market. I know it's all rigged, so rig it. You don't understand. It's rigged to rob you. So, I mean, we're going to talk to Charlie Skelton for the rest of the hour here in just a moment, and then Paul Watson's coming up to sit in the last hour. Oh, this is because I think he's a great talk show host. I think he's a great political brain, and I'm going to start making Watson do weekly reports if you really want to know. And Watson's been working with me for 8 years. Fabulous work over at PrisonPlanet.com. So he'll be sitting in the last hour today and tomorrow. I want to tell you about a few sponsors, though, before we go any further. But, guys, will you get Watson on during the next break? I must talk to him during the next break, so just have him on immediately. Thank you. We'll tell you about a few of these sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, and then FoodsDirect.com. Big links up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll never stand in the bread line, folks, if you own your own bread. And with all the depression and the wars and all the things they're trying to set up, 89% of the American people were agrarian or rural in the 1930s. Now we're 90% urban and 10% rural. Now, major universities estimate that millions starved to death over the 10-year depression. Grapes of wrath stuff, folks. You need to have storable food. Hopefully you'll never have to use it, but I've got it. This is high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. So eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Do not screw around. Do not play games. And one other great sponsor I want to tell you about is Front Sight. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? He's offering 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Center with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude, family-oriented, for pennies on the dollar. And if you act fast, he will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's Front Sight, like the front of your rifle. FrontSight.com. It's one thing to own guns. It's another thing to know how to use them. FrontSight.com. You can't beat them. All right, enough of my ranting. Jim Tucker, who has never steered us wrong, does have Bilderberg Group sources, secretaries, assistants, financial planners, bankers. I'm going to leave it at that. Plus, he snuck in and been shot at and stolen the trash many times. You know, stolen their minutes, which have later been confirmed. He says they are almost completely unanimous greenlighting Iran attack. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they need the political diversion. He also says it is a rout. They are panicking. A lot of them didn't attend. That dovetails with what Charlie Skelton said days before, that he was there when he and his wife were kicked out. The last day, seeing Bilderberg head organizers, minions, with the top, you know, director badges, talking about the dangerous rabble, the Alex Jones was bullhorning us. Did they attack? Heavens no, but that's what you get with a welfare state. They're able to have money to protest. They believe you having any job is a welfare state. They believe they own the planet. And so their global carbon tax is in trouble. They're being routed. They're not getting their global tax. A bunch of countries are saying no to the banking tax. But they are stealing tens of trillions and destroying our economy. So they're crushing us. They're still winning. But at least we're not in a coma, sucking our thumb, dreaming about angels, while the New World Order is sucking at our carotid arteries with our blood spraying all over their face. You know, they're not having an orgy in our blood. We're at least waking up and trying to pull the succubus vampire off of our neck. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you. Excuse me while I just pull the succubus vampire off my neck. That's better. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you have been near quite a nest of them hanging upside down by their clawed toes.
Is that what succubi do?
Yes, they do. They sit on your chest. You know what they do.
Right. Yeah. I've been near them, near enough.
You're a literary man. You understand the succubus, succubi, succubus, the male and the female of the succubi clan. But seriously, you've been near the the brain of the New World Order beast. A lot has happened. You have the floor, Herr Skelton.
Well, talking of the brain of the Bilderberg beast, we have just been looking through our photographs now, and we're a little bit behind. We've had a rather difficult technical day, I would say. It's taken me all of today to fail to file 10 amazing photographs to The Guardian. We've got many more.
You weren't able to get us photos through.
Sorry, we've just had, I don't quite know what's happening. We feel a little bit cursed today. I don't know if anyone else has had technical problems, but, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when I was at Bilderberg 2008, my phone kept messing up, and then I called my wife and talked to her, and then they called her back and said what I had just talked to her about, and it was the Bilderberg boys.
We had people here that their GPS didn't work. They turned up in town and it just suddenly stopped. But anyway, who knows? Enough speculation. Let's turn to fact. And we were very lucky to have had an extremely brave and resourceful photographer by the pseudonym of Kiro Sabor, who has been up in the hills. And he got so close to the exiting Bilderbergers that he said he could hear them speaking. He said he could have reached out and touched the policeman. And we have got some pretty extraordinary photographs. And
too bad we didn't have a shotgun microphone where you could have picked up what they were saying.
Well, the funny thing is, it makes a mockery of any idea that the security has anything to do with protection, because this is a guy, he's never picked up a camera before in his life, let alone a gun. You know, he's a builder. And he crept through the undergrowth and sat there for the best part of 12 hours snapping photographs. So, it's not about protecting them from in inverted commas, terrorists or some kind of terrifying threat of rabble. It's about keeping the press away and the people ignorant. But you know that. And, so we've just been looking at our photographs. Just literally turned to a photograph just now and there in the shadows, after a little bit, we tweaked a little bit the bit of the photograph, and we saw a rather interesting fellow there, which I'll tell you about later. But I can tell you some of the names I can confirm.
No, tell me now. So you got Bernanke, and they're lying and saying he wasn't there.
We haven't got him, but we have got we've got the nastiest man alive. Perhaps we've got Mr. Kissinger.
Oh my gosh! Were you?
By the way, he's a war criminal in Spain. So brave lad to have come here and braved the possibility.
Oh, that's right. He's been indicted as a war criminal, and Herr Kissinger scurried in.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation that he wouldn't show because, you know, why would you come to a country that has an arrest warrant out for you for war crimes? Which I think is the case. I say that. I think I'd be told that's the case. That's something.
No. I mean, that happened 3 years ago.
But he didn't seem to mind. I think he commands a lot more security and power than the average Spanish judge or policeman. So, he's pretty safe.
Bill Gates? Did we see Mr. Eugenics?
I've not, but I have seen his chief research officer, Craig Mundy. We've got some lovely photographs of Craig. So the Microsoft were there in force this year. I believe Mundy goes has been before a few times, but
well, you know, their whole new business model is forced inoculations and weather control, and so we know they were there pressing Spain to go ahead with the carbon tax.
Right. Well, good. I'm sorry. I said no. Terrible. Obviously, I mean it's just awful. And I was just thinking to myself how extraordinary they strategize in such a manner. In fact,
we have the CEO of the biggest technology company on television saying he will control our weather. I mean, this is like a bad B movie where you have the crazy guy, I'm taking over the earth, I will control the weather.
What is that? Sorry, I wasn't aware of that. I've been
studying. Oh, yeah, Bill Gates has got weather control systems, chemtrailing, geoengineering is what they call it.
I wish they could behave a little bit less like James Bond baddies. I mean, this year they were swept into an underground car park because they didn't want, you know, the few of us who were here to photograph them. I get really embarrassed. We keep seeing them sort of huddling down on the floor of limousines and holding handbags and newspapers to their faces. And I'm thinking, is that what you do if you've just been meeting in order to try and make a better world? I don't think it is. I think if I'd just been spending 4 days strategizing strategizing for the good of mankind. I'd sort of be walking out of there thinking, hey, I might get a few pats on the back. But they crawl out. And they slide out, and it's I do you know what? My overarching emotion of this particular Bilderberg, last was probably fear. This has been absolute embarrassment, and I just find the whole thing poignant. From the point of view of that, I just look at them and I go, really, come on. That is not really how you behave as an adult.
Well, they know they're setting up world government, usurping liberty and sovereignty, so of course they creep around and behave like rodents scurrying around in the dark of night from the bright lights of publicity. As David Rockefeller said in 91, they couldn't have built this world government with the bright lights of publicity. Yeah. And so they're like vampires. The lights of publicity ignites them. So that's why I'm using the vampire metaphor. Yeah. Now, Mr. Skelton, I had the American Free Press writer on, Mark Anderson. He said that it's in the local Spanish news that the police union of the Catalonia State Police are filing a complaint about being forced to guard these people.
Oh, yeah, and I reported in my last report that the head of the local police here in Sitges, I don't know if I've told you this, my brain is a little bit muddied after 4 days of madness, but they arrested a couple of guys on the hill. They took them into the... police station, and the chief of police stood there and said, we admire you. We admire what you're doing. I don't like the guys up there. And, I think there's not a lot of sympathy, actually, from the average Spaniard, and I include the police in that. Interestingly, I had breakfast with one of the chauffeurs today. We were heading out to have breakfast at the hotel, but it was still locked, but one of the chauffeurs pulled up alongside me, and I said, oh, look, I was going to go out for breakfast. And he said, oh, look, we're going to go over there. So I went and bought him a cup of coffee, and we chatted. I didn't actually tell him I was a reporter, but we got talking, and he gave me a couple of interesting things. There's a name off the list that isn't on the name he identified as someone that isn't on either of the two slightly varying lists of delegates, which some powerful Spanish lady called Doña Esperanza, something or other. He also told us more interestingly that he'd been speaking to the police, and he said this with great conviction, but obviously this is third hand from a chauffeur, so you know, take it with however many grains of salt as you want. But he said that the cost of the security alone for the conference was €10 million. Now, I don't know if that's the case.
It was 900 and something million with the G20 last year here in the U.S.
Really? My goodness.
900 million.
How do you spend $900 million? I say that we're hosting the Olympics for $13 billion, or however much it is. So yeah, I shouldn't ask stupid questions.
Yeah, well, in fact, guys, I want to be sure pull that article up. It was a $900 million spent on G20 security. I believe that's for all their past meetings in the last year. But I want to be that $900 million number was there, or I know it was above $90 million. Yeah, because I'm not adding a zero. We're going to check that right now. But Mr. Skelton, what else happened?
What else happened? We've been handing out our T-shirts, which has been very positive. By the way, I'd like to say the main thing that's happened is it's been a really warm, positive experience for I think everyone who's been here. We had some people that came as a result of your broadcast. We've had a few people that came because of what I wrote last year. Some people that have just started reading about this kind of thing, and a lot of young people, a lot of very excited, interested, concerned people, and we just had a really good time. And in a sense, it sounds like you shouldn't have a good time at a place like this. And last year I had such a ghastly, dystopian, awful time, which drove me half mad as I was chased around Athens. But this year it's been, you know, sitting up late into the night with a bunch of great people talking about things and seeing a great increase in numbers of people who've come from all across the world to this event to bear witness to it. And most importantly of all, a huge increase in press. I mean, genuinely, it is properly a breakthrough. I mean, I was speaking to a Spanish guy just the other day who'd come, and he was helping us. He was helping us translate some leaflets into Spanish. And he was just saying, you know, I was speaking to my dad. They were talking about it on the, he said, they're just talking about it now on the radio, one of the main radio stations in Spain. Everyone's talking about it. The chauffeur I was talking to said, yeah, everyone's talking about it. He said, I don't know, is it because the people in the hotel are talking, but everyone's talking about Bilderberg. And you just feel like everyone's talking about it. And I know.
Well, that's it. I mean, we've gone from being called kooks a decade ago. There's no elite. Nobody's meeting. You even a year and a half ago before you first went thought it was a joke, you said. To now, I mean, it's all over Bloomberg, New York Times, Drudge Report. People, I mean, even Bloomberg says, yeah, it does look like Goldman Sachs is trying to destroy things by design, and they quote our blogs, our articles, and say it does look it's by design. And so many times I say something, and it's so incredible, Charlie Skelton, I can't even believe it. I said 900 million. Excuse me. That's what the security at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania cost. The Toronto Globe reports, and I put into the search engine G20 security cost, $1 billion is what it's going to cost. It says the cost of security for the summit is expected to increase fivefold over estimates and reach $1
billion. That's extraordinary. I don't know why. I mean, why not just $10 billion? Why not $100 billion? I mean, when you're making up numbers like that, why not just screw us for a little bit more?
But, I mean, you get 20 bankers who are the real presidents, the real rulers. They show up. They lock down Pittsburgh. They lock down whole cities in Canada. They bring in 50,000 cops, and literally it costs $1 billion. I mean...
To be fair, then, $1 billion isn't worth what it used to be.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's probably $1 billion is the whole budget of the city of Austin every year.
It's just awful.
Charlie, stay there. Let's collect our thoughts and any other key intel you've got. You're always so awesome to come on with us. People can read your amazing reports at the London Guardian. Just Google the name Charlie Skelton. You'll get it all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
I'm literally gibbering like a schoolgirl I'm just twittering about. And I mean that by twittering in the post cyber Twitter way. With the fact that every intel source we've got says the whole globalist agenda is in trouble, it's falling apart. That doesn't mean they're not dominating us, they aren't in control of us, but the world, as the Brigham Brzezinski said 3 weeks ago, is now awake to their agenda. And the people are now getting faith that we can turn the tide against these people. And it's that understanding of who the true elite are that is our salvation against corruption. Going back to Charlie Skelton and the time we have left with him, and Paul Watson joining us via video Skype is coming up. Charlie, I can only commend you in your journey of awakening. So much has happened. So much is going on. You did report, though, that there were people being detained and arrested. What happened on that front?
Well, I have to repeat. It started a little bit, but it just tailed off, and it was everyone I've spoken to, and includes the few people that were arrested and the ones that were tended to be, 30 yards away from the hotel with a long lens. No one had a problem, no one had a big problem. One of the things I should say is that the guys that were arrested and taken to the chief of police, who told them that he admired them, he looked at their footage and he just handed it back. He handed the camera back and didn't delete his footage. So that's. It's a different kind of experience, and I'm not saying that police forces the world over aren't brutal sometimes, but this year we've had a very good and positive experience, and with the police, and I think it's hard to pick. There's so many different positives to draw from Bilderberg 2010, and one of them, and perhaps you could argue the most important, is a good relationship with the police, because if that relationship falls over, then it all falls over for us.
Well, it certainly does. Other key points I haven't asked, other important pieces of intel. Can you give us any foreshadowing of what's coming up in your final Bilderberg 2010 report for The Guardian?
Yeah, I can. Apart from some more pictures, we've got a game called which your listeners may enjoy playing, called Spot the Delegate. Because there's a few there that we do know that, but we're not letting on. There is quite a few delegates that we can recognise from their particular lanyards and BDIs that we don't know, but we're throwing it open to the world. So come along to The Guardian, have a look at the delegate snaps we've got, and see if you know who they are. And if you do, I mean, you probably know quite a few, so you might win this one. Join the game.
Good. What's the headline on that spot the Bilderberg delegate?
It's going to be Spot the Delegate. Yeah.
All right, in your blog. So it's not up yet. It's not up yet, but it's going up as soon as you get those emails to The Guardian, the biggest newspaper in Europe. Okay, now, lastly, what about your mock press conference? That's a good way to point out how ridiculous this is.
Okay, I'm just going to backtrack very slightly, very quickly, and say, another amazing thing, I just looked at The Guardian website's page where it says the most viewed pages on the website, and one of my reports about Bilderberg was the second most well-read, most viewed report on The Guardian the last 24 hours, and that's the whole newspaper. And, that's just extraordinary to think that that's that amount of traffic, that amount of forwarding around.
Because The Guardian is numero uno. It's the number one, from what I've read, English paper in Europe and England. English speaking.
My parents would disagree with you, but yes.
Or the Times of London, and from what I've read, The Guardian has a bigger readership.
Yeah, it has online, certainly, and these days that's perhaps the most important place to be. But in terms of the press conference we held, it was a little bit of a stunt, but actually it turned into quite a useful thing. We were staying at a caravan park. We set up a press office in our hut. Bungalow 19, and we started handing out lanyards, and we started handing out information, and showing photographs of delegates. If you spot these guys, let us know. And basically, a bit of background on Bilderberg, and we're making the point that.
Charlie, we're back in 1 minute. Do three more minutes with us. I want you to be able to finish.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.